Yesterday I was talking about a chocolate bar that my parents used to love. It used to be my mum's favourite in the 80s. It's called the Scotch Peanut Bar. The Hard Bar.
Yes.
And I rediscovered them. I just had a hankering and I Googled them and I managed to find a place in New South Wales that sells them by the box. And I'm holding one up for you now. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, it just says Scotch Peanut Bar, but it may as well say greatest chocolate bar ever invented. Mm. They are a very fine bar, and I was surprised at the quality and addictiveness. And, of course, this piqued my interest. As a person who loves food, loves to eat, I couldn't believe how delicious they were. The buttery saltiness of the brittle, the perfect crunch.
It's a poor man's summer roll.
No, it is not a poor man's anything.
It's not even nougat.
It's not even close to us. Get out.
It's coconut roll. Come on.
Don't bring summer roll into this. Please. Also, the honey nougat log is far superior to the summer roll in the Europe range.
I'm just telling you, don't put up the carrot of, you know, sending me out of the studio. Never. Very, very risky, Swanee. When you say out,
I can't believe you're still here.
Keep going.
Anyway, I, you know, much like God created Earth, allegedly, a man called Ruben Lezcano currently creates the Scotch Peanut Bar, and he joins us now. Welcome. Welcome, Ruben.
Morning, guys. Morning, everyone.
Now, what the hell's going on with these Scotch Peanut Bars? Because the alchemy involved is unbelievable.
Wow. Look, it's what is going on, the stories, the feedback, the reaction from people like yourself and everyone around has just been amazing. It's been a long time coming, actually.
And, yes, proven it has.
It's playing of one of those footy games, Brownie. But it's been a long time coming for someone like us. And you thought, you know what? It suits our business and what we do. And
how long have you had whatever patents are involved with the Scotch Peanut Bar? Because you can't have owned them since the 70s or 80s, surely not.
No, not at all, not at all, no. It was originally a Mastercraft product back in the 50s. It originated, and then the Nestlé Lifesaver Company got them, and then Nestlé bought out the brand and put it as part of their range, and, it was later discontinued in the early 2000s, unfortunately, to many demise. And, we picked it up.
Whose idea was it, and how did it come about? Was there, a catalogue of things to bid on for confectioners?
Like, you know, we were told by a few people over the years and said, you should bring back the Scotch Peanut Bar because our business is involved in toffees and brittles and nuts, and we did a lot of private label work for Aldi and Woolworths and whatnot, and we thought, okay, let's look into that. And you thought, you know, this could work. We're going to have to make some changes. But, you know, let's give it a try. And
what did it cost you?
That's a long going question, that one. So, look, it's a fair bit. It cost a fair bit for us. So, without divulging too many details and figures, but, you know, it's up into the seven-figure region. So,
really? $100,000?
Yeah, machinery and whatnot that's involved is expensive.
Seven figures? What, over $1 million?
Yeah, to put it all together. Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
A lot of machinery. That was your opportunity, Ruben, to blow your own trumpet and to claim it that it was your idea to bring it back, Ruben.
Miss.
Yeah, it is. It was our idea, and we're proud of it, and we're very humble people up here, and, you know, when people suggested it, we thought, you know, we'll give it a crack. We didn't know if people were going to like it. We didn't know if people were going to remember it
and
buy it back again. But, boy, oh, boy, have they taken to this bar. And not only that, we're releasing new lines. We've got a small bite version. We've got an Easter egg.
The Easter egg looks amazing, Ruben.
Hey, Lezcano. Mr. Lezcano.
It's growing. It's growing.
Can we come to the factory and eat them straight off the damn factory line?
Oh, you can. You can, mate. You can. You can. Look, there's a lot of hard bars coming out of that line, I tell you.
Hard bars.
With the smaller versions, Ruben, is that just a smaller version of the same bar?
It's just, Yeah, just chopped up smaller. Yeah, look, nice. Traditionally from the 50s, the bar was always the long, hard bar. And in thought, you know, nowadays with Porsche control, and, you know, times have changed from when our grandparents used to love it and whatnot. So we thought, you know, let's give the people a little bit of options and a bit of variety of how to consume it. And we thought, well, since they love it so much, they might like to share it.
Reuben,
so,
I salute you. I salute you and everything you stand
for. Reuben Lescano, we're just talking to the manager.
One of the great names, by the way.
One of the great names.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
In charge of Scorch Peanut Bars. Hey, Reuben, what did you think of Sam Pang, who I work with, his comparisons to comparing Scorch Peanut Bar to the Summer Roll?
Oh, look, you know, it's a little bit off, Sam. It's a little bit off, Sammy. But look, you know, you're getting there. It's a unique one. It's Summer Roll. Look,
no, listen, Reuben, yesterday I compared it to what was it, a Twix and a Twirl?
I think Brownie said a Twix or a Flake. I think you guys mentioned.
Yeah.
I think Sam said
no.
A Flake.
No. There's nothing like the Scorch Peanut Bar. So
I agree. Reuben, I just wanted to talk, if you're making more money off the back of this Scorch Peanut Bar, can you buy whatever machinery is involved to bring back the Polly Waffle?
Oh, look, that's done by a friend of ours, a good guy. So that's coming back. It is coming back. It's unfortunately not by us. We get
Reuben, this is an exclusive.
Woo!
Yeah, it is. It is coming back, the Polly Waffle. But look, what's old is new. I'm not going to give away too much of their company. I'll let them do their press releases. But he's trying very hard, as will we, to bring it back. And look, it's what old is new. It's very exciting times coming, guys.
Hey, you've done a good job, Reuben. Hey. You just told us that Polly Waffle is coming back. You've done a magnificent effort.
Chocolate bar guy. Look, Reuben Lescano.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time for How Much Do You Bench Press with Jonathan Brown.
And Reuben Lescano.
Yeah.
I couldn't let this opportunity pass us by. Reuben, you sound like a man that would go to the gym, Reuben. I always ask our special guests on the show.
Sure.
If you go to the gym, you'd be aware of the bench press.
Yes.
Reuben, how much?
I am, mate.
Reuben Lescano, Managing Director of Cook's
Peanuts. Make it Scorch Peanut Bar.
Yeah. How much do you bench?
Oh, 150.
What? Son of a bitch!
Let's count now. You're a machine. You're an animal. 150.
Jesus,
Reuben, did you just...
That's my peak, but, you know. I'm fueled by a Scorch Peanut Bar, guys.
Reuben, do you oil up or do you chalk up before you lift, or what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I take a few bars, you know, and I, you know, get primed up and away I go. But look,
just pick me some up.
Not every day of the week, though, boys. It's not every day of the week.
It's not every day. Reuben. You get to speak to Reuben Lescano. And
I think you could get him if you wanted.
I think the Scorch Peanut Bars are available from Caltex and IGAs.
Hello.
And also
Caltex,
online.
IGAs.
Online from you as well at Cook's. You buy a whole box.
Not so much from us, from our partner retailers. But look, it's making its way around the country. It's selling like hotcakes. And we're expanding the line all the time.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie.